News release. Attorney General Dana Nessel. Today, Saginaw City Council member Monique Lamar Sylvia, 64, and former candidate for the Saginaw City Council Eric Eggleston, 53, were each bound over to stand trial in the 10th Circuit Court in Saginaw County on multiple felonies, announced Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Both were charged in January in connection to allegedly forged signatures on a nominating petition filed with the Saginaw City Clerk's Office in an unsuccessful attempt to get Eggleston on the 2024 November general election ballot as a candidate for city council. Eggleston is charged with 1 count of conspiracy to do a legal act in an illegal manner, a 5-year felony, 1 count of election law forgery, a 5-year felony, and 1 count of signing a nominating petition as a circulator when he was not the circulator, a 93-day misdemeanor. Lamar Sylvia is charged with 1 count of conspiracy to do a legal act in an illegal manner, 1 count of election law forgery, 1 count of signing a nominating petition with multiple names, a 5-year felony, and 1 count of signing a nominating petition with a name other than her own, a 93-day misdemeanor. It is alleged that on July 23, 2024, Lamar Sylvia fraudulently signed the names of Saginaw voters to a petition form meant to secure Eggleston's place on the ballot. Eggleston then allegedly signed the petition form, falsely certifying that he was the circulator, and submitted both forms to the clerk's office shortly before the filing deadline that same day. Eggleston was not granted placement on the ballot. Election laws and regulations ensure fairness and accountability in the electoral process, said Nessel at the time the defendants were charged. Dedicated and trustworthy clerks play a critical role in protecting local elections, as they demonstrated in this case by successfully identifying and disqualifying fraudulent signatures. While these safeguards worked as designed, my office takes election fraud allegations very seriously and will continue to investigate and prosecute violations. A pretrial date has not yet been set.